It's not question if the Inuvik-Tuktoyaktuk Highway has changed food security, but just how much and in what ways. That's what a group of researchers operating out of Aurora Research Institute are working to find out, with the indispensable help of Delta residents. Regional Coordinator Selena Wolke, along with PhD candidates Camille Slack and Maria Ramirez Prieto, presented their preliminary findings February 15 at the first installment of the Aurora Speaker Series, which aims to inform the public about the scientific work being done in the Beaufort Delta. Two separate studies were discussed during the talk: the Community for Climate Change and Food Security Action to the Northwest Territories Project, and Experiences and Food Security Supports Within a Cultural and Traditional Lifestyle, Exploring Inuvialuit Youth and Elder Perspectives in the Inuvialuit Settlement Region, ISR. Hailing from Pawlatuk, Wolke wears many hats. She is the Regional Coordinator for Climate Change and Food Security for the Inuvialuit Settlement Region and, in her hometown, she also coordinates the Nutrition North and Homelessness Programs. She's spearheaded a number of projects in the region, including a community harvest and mental health initiatives in the community. She works with both students and staff at Aurora College and public schools throughout the Beaufort Delta, teaching traditional cooking methods to students between grades 4 and 6. Beyond that, she has conducted numerous interviews with elders and families involving food, mental health, and overall well-being. "I would represent myself as the bridging between the professors and my community," she said. "We believe in communication before going into communities to start programs and research. It's a sign of respect that people do that before they go into another place. I've also had the privilege to do many presentations for our group, and through that, I was able to do international presentations for Europe and Canada. Through this work, I found my passion for food security, and that's what I'm currently fighting for." Interesting dynamics. Working with Wolke on the project, Camille Slack of the University of Ottawa said she was particularly curious about the effect the Inuvik-Tuktoyaktuk Highway has had on food security, particularly in Tuktoyaktuk. She noted conventional wisdom suggests the road should have reduced the cost of living in the community. But shortly after the road opened, the COVID-19 pandemic shut down supply chains across the country, which would have limited the effect. "There were some interesting dynamics where folks weren't really able to benefit from the road as much as maybe had been foreseen," said Slack. "You really do need a vehicle to benefit from the highway. Being able to have that increased mobility really does hinge on you having regular access to a truck or a car. It also hinges on the road being open, and that's something that we can see right now isn't always the case. As researchers were limited in how they could travel over the past few years," Slack said the help of local interviewers was essential to get the job done. Mataya Gillis and Charmaine Teddy were on hand to handle in-person interviews and relay the data to the scientists. Noting the interviewers were only able to talk to 13 people so far, Slack said the next step was to hire 2 community researchers to conduct a cost-of-living impact survey, which people can fill out on their own time. Once the researchers have a sufficient amount of data, they'll be able to cross-reference it with other demographics to get a better image of the impacts of the road. Community participation essential. Aiming to incorporate more youth participation into research, Prieto said she employed a technique known as photo voice. Essentially, she gave youth around the ISR cameras for up to a month to take photos. The youth then picked their top 5 images and put together slideshows for presentation. This complemented other elements of research, including group interviews with families of different backgrounds in each ISR community. "Our focus was what foods they grew up with and what their lives looked like growing up and what foods are they eating now," said Prieto. "Also how we can support children and youth to stay healthy, strong, cultural and traditional." Her work spawned a number of side projects, including a traditional cooking activity in Ulukaktuk and funding for traditional school cookbooks in Tuktoyaktuk, Aklavik and Pawlatuk. Following the principles of ownership, control, access, and possession, Prieto said when her results are finalized they would first be presented to the IRC and Joint Secretariat to release. Prieto added that she wouldn't have been able to complete her research without the help of her 9 community research leads. "I'm a Colombian-Canadian settler researcher," she said. "I'm not from the ISR and I'm not Inuvialuit, so I can't fully know or understand Inuvialuit worldviews. That's why community research leads are so important."